Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Maseches Chulin and also begin Maseches Becharos. We are up to the very last Mishnah of the 12th parak of Maseches Chulin. The last Mishnah of the Masechet says the Mishnah, Lo yital adam eim al banim afilu litaras ha-metzorah. A person is not allowed to take the mother when it's hovering over the babies, even if he needs the mother to be metar the metzorah. Part of the metzorah process, the tara of the metzorah process, is shtei tzipori metzorah. And says the Mishnah, if a mitzvah that costs almost nothing, the Torah says, that the schar for this mitzvah is arichus yamim, kal v'chomer, a mitzvah chamurus in the Torah. Can one even imagine the schar that one gets for the mitzvah chamurus in the Torah? Okay, now we move on to Maseches Bechoros. We are up to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Halokech uber chamurus shel nachri. If a person buys the fetus of a pregnant donkey belonging to a nachri, v'amorchalo afu pishen rashai, or he sells the fetus of a donkey to an Ovid Chachavim, even though you're not allowed to do that, v'mishtatiflo, or you're a partner with the Nachri, v'mekabel mimenu, or you get it as part of to raise the donkey, and you get paid for that, v'anosin lo b'kabela, or you give it to the Nachri to raise. Pater min habechor, in all these cases, there's a Nachri that has some sort of connection to it, and therefore it's pater from the din of Bechor. Shenemar bi Yisrael, aval lo b'acherim. Because the Pasuk says, dafka by that the din of Bechor is bi Yisrael, but not b'acherim. Kranim levim paturim mi kal v'chomer. Kranim levim are pater from Petar Chamar, based on the kal v'chomer. In patru, shel Yisrael b'midbar, if the Kohanim and the levim were pater the Yisraelim in the midbar, in the times when they patterned the Bechorim. Originally the Kedusha was on the Bechorim, and then it was switched in the Midbar to the Kohanim and the Levim. So Dinu Shiftu Shalatzman. So for sure they patterned their own firstborn. So the Kohanim and Levim are patter from these dinim of Bechor. So you see that the din of Petar Chamar, since the Torah teaches it together with the din of Bechor, and the Kohanim and Levim pater their own Bechorim from Pidyon HaBen, so Memela, the din of Petar Chamor, is going to be the same when it comes to Kohanim and Levim. I should have mentioned that Petar Chamor is the idea that when you have a Petar Chamor, firstborn of a Chamor, of a female donkey, then the halacha is that you have to redeem it, you have to switch it for a sheep, and if you don't, then you have to decapitate it, then you do an arifa, chopping off of its head. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah of Maseches Chulin, we said that you're not allowed to take the Emel Abanim even for the purpose of Taras HaMetzora, and we said that to look at such a mitzvah kala, such an easy and cheap mitzvah, and it gets a richus yom. Can you imagine the schar of a more chamer dika mitzvah? And then in the first mission, Maseches Bechoros, we said that if a nachri has any portion in the chamor, then it doesn't have the din of a bechor. And we said Kohanim and Levim don't have a din of a petar chamor, because Kohanim and Levim are pater from bechor adam, so they're for sure pater from bechor behema. Okay, next time Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Bechoros Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.